When you feel like giving up, you have to think about what are you doing. The people have to remember why they are start with this sport and what they want.
You gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gorilla Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is a special guest, somebody who has been asked for since months, if not even years, the current world champion 2021. I'm extremely happy to welcome from Bulgaria, one of the most complete, if not the most complete athlete in the world right now. Happy to have you here, Daniel Christoph.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the invite. My pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for taking the interview and for accepting it. Like the people have been asking for this one since months, and I'm extremely happy that you take the time. And like your championship is not that far away, like your title. So congratulations on that again. Really good job for that. And I'm looking forward to an interesting interview. So first question, how tall and how heavy are you? This is always what the people want to know.
I am 167 tall and from 55 to 60 kilograms. When I'm preparing for competition, it's like 56.
Okay, cool. And yeah, maybe you want to tell us a little bit, how did you get in touch with the sport? Since when do you do calisthenics? Yeah, how did you start?
I started with street workout and calisthenics when I was 18 years old. I just go outside and saw the people training on the bars, you know, and I was like, okay, let's try it. And starting with some basics for 2 months, then trying some elements, and that's what happened.
Wow. Right now you're 20 years old, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're doing calisthenics since two and a half years. How long?
Yeah, 2.5.
Wow. That's insane. And this is where we can already start with the questions. Like, how is it possible to come on such a high level after 2.5 years?
Actually, I have a gymnastics background. And maybe this is one of the most important questions for the community. How is that possible? The gymnastics give me a lot, like, you know, mobility, strength. And when I start with street workout, I have a lot of basic stuff behind me, you know, like a background. And that's how it became to this way.
Okay, so you started with the gymnastics as a kid, or?
Yeah, I was 7 years old when I started with gymnastics and end my career at 13 years old.
Wow. So you say with 13 on a professional level, or what does it mean?
Yeah, it was really high level, like World Cups, you know, nationals, really good level.
Wow. And what made you switch from gymnastics to street workout?
Heart operation, like a head injury. It was not, I think, it was not from gymnastics, but we cannot share from where this injury comes. But I stopped with the gymnastics because of the injury. After that, I have like 5 years without doing anything, you know, playing PC games, zero sport.
Wow.
And then one day I said to myself, just go outside and do it. You need it.
And why didn't you go back to gymnastics, but stick with a street workout?
You cannot. Like after 5 years, you just cannot go back for the same level. You're losing a lot of time. Like 1 year is too much.
Wow.
But 5 years, it's impossible.
And how were your beginnings in street workout? Did you start with basics like push-ups, pull-ups, or did you continue your gymnastics training with planche and front lever? And
actually, it was really hard because I was without any muscles after the operation, you know, so many years without any moves. And I start with basics, of course. Like normal basics, you know, pull-ups, push-ups, dips, 2 months and then starting with Elements. Just watching some videos, you know, from YouTube, from Instagram, and that's it.
Did you start, I can imagine, with statics more in the beginning, or did you directly start with...
Sure.
And then afterwards you added dynamics?
Yeah, for sure. I started with statics. Like the first element, I think, was handstand. And maybe 1 month after that, I started to learning the straddle planche. And then some dynamics like 360. I will never remember. I did one 360, and the second one was three 360s. The second try was three 360s. Yeah, it was so good.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, your muscle memory, or like also some technique maybe from the gymnastics background, definitely helped you to have a really quick start in street workout.
That's it. Yeah. Really, really fast progress.
And did you also get support from, because you have like really strong athletes around you, like you have Victor, you have Stefan Irotev, really strong athletes. How did you meet them, and how important were they in your development?
Again, I meet them on the bars outside, but the first hand that was given to me was from Netko.
Mm.
Stefan also helped me a lot. Victor, you know, they're good guys. They're like nothing different than the other people. So they're really good. And just helped me to learn a lot of elements.
Cool. And what was your main motivation when you started with a street workout? Was it to become the best athlete in the world? Or was it, what was your main goal when you started with street workout?
First 2 or 3 months, it was not to be the best in the world. It was just to learn skills. I really like the dynamic skills, static skills. I want to be really strong with them. But after my first competition, I was like, man, go for it. You need it. You have to take it. And that's how I really started with a professional career. And not stopping.
True. Let's switch back a few years. You also did a really emotional Instagram post about the time with your injury, which I can imagine was like a really difficult time for you. Do you want to share a little bit
of
what
course.
Was happening inside of your head? What was this time like?
Again, one of the most important questions for the community and for me. I want to tell the people, I was 14 years old when I made my operation in Austria, in the hospital. It was 5 hours heart operation, really dangerous one. After it, I was on bed 15 days without any steps on my legs. So that's why I'm telling the people I'm starting from zero again. Yeah, without the muscle memory, I'm starting really from the beginning, from zero, from walking step by step. It was really hard day by day. And after 2 months in the hospital, I was good. And, you know, I remember how good I was in gymnastics. And maybe that's why I'm in the sport right now. And I have really strong mindset, you know, because of the operation. It teach me a lot, for sure.
Wow. That's, like, I don't even know what to say to that, because it's really something where a lot of people maybe may give up. It's a situation that they, because you also said, like, did you ever... because you were also gaming, and like as it sounds to me, like you weren't living to your fullest potential for a lot of time after the operation.
For sure.
Did you ever had the thought of giving up, or like of not coming back to this to sports at all?
Of course, for sure. Like I was playing PC games, And I said to myself, you don't need this sport. You don't need any sport. You're like the normal other guys. But that's not me. One day I said to myself, that's not you. Let's go push it. And that's it.
And what were the most important things to come out of this situation? Was it the support of your family? Was it friends? Or was it just your mindset on your own?
Yeah, my family helped me a lot for sure. In this situation, it was really hard. And you know, only after so many years in sport, you know how hard gymnastics it is, and you know, discipline. I need that discipline again. I was really disciplined, and that's how I do it.
Cool. Big respect for that, honestly. It's like really touching and motivating to see your story, and I think it's really important. And I really respect your transparency and your that you're so open to share your emotions behind it.
Of course.
So yeah. Big respect for that. So switching to today. Today you're on an extremely high level. You're as I said, like an extreme complete athlete. How does your workout look like today? Like how does your typical workout week look like?
I'm training 5 days for a week, three times in the gym. Actually, we have four times for a week trainings. We cannot train more than four times in a week. 4 hours is the maximum when you can train in a gym, because you know it's a gymnastic gym. We don't have like calisthenics and street workout gyms in Bulgaria. We really want to make one, but we actually now we cannot. It's really hard. I'm training 4 hours per day, starting with you know, good warm up. I have some injuries. I will tell you for them. After that, I'm making a little bit stretching, not that much. And then I'm going with some P-bar statics. After that, making some good combos, learning new elements, and then switching to the high bar with dynamics and, you know, crazy combinations.
Mm-hmm.
After the, you know, that crazy combinations, we're going back to the P-bars, again, trying some combos for endurance, and a little bit floor game, and stretching after that, like a lot of stretching, 20, 30 minutes will be enough. And that's how I'm training for 4 hours per day.
Wow. So I see that you're recording a lot of your combinations that impress the whole calisthenics scene, that you record them at the end of your workout. Is that usual? Like, is that normal that put your best performances at the end of the workout? Because usually you're the strongest in the beginning, right?
For some people, it's not normal. Like, you know, you are showing what you're going to do on the competitions. But man, I'm helping to people like that, you know, we're progressing the sport like that. And of course I will be stronger in the beginning, but that's what we are gonna show on the competition.
Okay.
How strong we are on the beginning.
Okay. So does every workout look the same kind of for you?
No, for sure. No. Before the competitions, I'm training only combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, good warm-up, stretching, going on the high bar this time, starting with high bar. It is easier for me. Making the combo. After that, I'm watching the clock, you know, 30 seconds rest, and then going to the P-bar with, again, long combinations.
Okay, and like that, you're preparing yourself for the endurance that you need during the competition, right?
Yeah, this is the training for endurance for the competition. Like when I'm learning a new skill, I'm trying it on the beginning on the training, like maybe 7:20. I'm doing it 6 or 7 times. And after that, if I have problems with it, I know how to stop it. I'm stopping with it and making on the next training. This is the best way to learn some elements.
Okay. Because many people just continue to do it again, and then they hurt themselves. Or
you have to know when you have to stop.
Okay. Interesting. What do you think is the most important factor that's brought you to the level that you are today? Is it your smart training schedule? Is it your physique or genetics? Is it the gymnastics background? If you have to say like one thing, what is the most important of your, what is the secret of your success?
Smart training. I said smart training. That's it. Mindset.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. A lot of questions also about your planche, which is really impressive. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your planche journey? How long did it take? Is it like an easy move for you? Are you more the push person? Maybe you can tell a little bit about your planche journey.
After when I start street workout after 2 months basics, then I start with handstand and planche. I made a planche for 1 month and half a month. I start with some tuck planches, you know, dropping the straddle from handstand negatives. Mm-hmm. And this is maybe for me the best exercise if you want to learn planche. From straddle to full planche, I already have 15 seconds straddle planche. So I have really strong straddle planche. After that, I like 15 days to learn the full planche. From straddle to full planche, 15 days. Wow. With strong straddle, 15 seconds.
Do you know anyone that learned the planche that quickly?
Don't know, really. Don't know. Okay. Maybe 1 month and more than 1 month, 2 months. Yeah, but 15 days from straddle to full, no.
Yeah, because it also seems really, really, really quick. And maybe this is something that we can tell the listeners that this is not normal, you know? Yeah, the listeners shouldn't be demotivated if it takes longer. For some people, it takes a year to learn a straddle planche. And
people are longer. Talking about this progress, you know, it's not normal for 15 days. You're training the planche 1 year, and here is coming the guy with the 15 days, you know, learning from straddle to full. But maybe the smart trainings, that's it. Good system.
Yeah. And in your gymnastics career, you also did planche, right?
Yeah, but not good. I will say this is not planche. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not planche.
I think it's really interesting to have an ex-gymnast here and to maybe also know a little bit about the differences between gymnastics and street workout. For you, what are the main differences between the two sports?
We're playing on a P-bars floor and high bar. They're playing on 6 places. This is one of the hardest things and the difference. Mm-hmm. And then second, they're playing, you know, they're trying to be maximum clean. Here we can do everything. They're playing by system. We are not playing by system. We are playing freestyle, you know. You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Big difference again.
Okay, so the main differences, three ones to summarize. First one is they have 6 disciplines and locations where they do their exercises.
Yes. Yes.
We only have 3 in calisthenics and street workout. So yeah. P-bars, floor, and high bar, right?
Yeah, the main one, yes.
And second one is that they do everything clean. In street workout, we have more possibilities.
They have to do it clean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Have to do it clean. What does that mean? Like it doesn't count on a competition, or what does it mean?
It means you have to be perfect when you're on a training, and competition too.
Okay.
Like, you know, your legs should be like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here we don't do that.
Because in
also
street workout,
dynamics.
In street workout, if you have like training form and competition form, it's like two different things, or like even on competitions. I think the rules are not that strict for not clean
exercises.
Yeah,
yes.
And the third difference that you say said is like for us it's more freestyle. We can do whatever we want, and for them it's given elements, right?
Yes, yes, and system.
System, true. That was it. Interesting. Your opinion on stretching. You said that you stretch in the beginning of the workout and at the end. How important is stretching for an athlete?
Really important for injuries, for sure. When you have a good stretch to your body, you can cover yourself by injuries. That's it, for sure.
Okay. So you do upper body and lower body, or is there anything specific that you need to stretch?
Both together.
Okay. Yeah.
Upper body and lower body.
Interesting. What was the hardest skill for you to learn? What was the skill where you struggled the most?
For dynamics, muscle up 540 for sure. It's really scary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for statics, Hefesto. Hefesto is the element. I don't really like it. I can do like two or three Hefestos, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Have a lot of pain on it.
Where do you have the pain?
On my elbows. Actually, okay. I have a really bad injury on my left elbow from 9 months.
Wow.
It is tennis elbow. That's the name of the injury.
Mm-hmm.
It's really painful and really hard to recover.
True. So for 9 months, you're performing with pain?
Yeah, a lot of pain.
Yeah, and I know that tennis elbow is something that you need so much rest. Rest is the only thing that helps for it, and stretching maybe also. But okay. What's your opinion on leg training? So, how do you consider leg training in street workout?
I think you can train legs one or two times for the week. It's okay. If you think about, you can feel heavier with your legs. I think this is not actually possible because you have to stop doing street workout and training only, you know, legs.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You can train it.
Okay. Is it even possible to to train legs on your level? Like, does it help you, or is it like more a disadvantage?
Not helping. Maybe it is helping how you're gonna look only.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
And for you, what's more important, the aesthetic or the power, like the performance?
The performance, I think.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. So yeah, injuries. You talked about your elbow. Is there anything else that you want to tell about your injuries? What injuries did you have? And maybe also, what did you learn from them?
Only one injury, really bad injury, the elbow, tennis elbow, and normal injuries on my wrists, you know. That's it. I don't really have other heart injuries or something that I have pain from it.
Do you think there is a reason why you don't have that many injuries, even though you're on such a high level? Is there anything besides stretching that you would recommend?
Yeah, of course. Good warm up, you know, running a little bit to make your body hot and ready for preparing good combos, stretching before and after the training, training five times professional in the week, not seven from seven. This is, you know, you're going to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay. And stretching, do you do dynamic stretching or static stretching? Like, do you do a lot of movements while stretching, or do you stay in the maximum stretch position?
Both
together.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. People also asked about supplements. Is there anything you would recommend? Is it important to take whey, like to take protein, protein powder or creatine, or is there anything that you would recommend?
I am drinking protein, whey, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 times per week when I'm eating. And I can recommend collagen for sure. Collagen.
Collagen, okay.
That's it. Yeah.
Why?
That's all. That's all. It helped. The only one thing that is helping to recover my injuries, this is collagen.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, maybe you want to share a little, what are the goals that you're currently working towards? What are maybe the next skill that you want to unlock?
720, for sure. 720 Supra 540. I want to get it back. For statics, stronger one arm planche and maybe next level front lever. That's it.
Cool. Did you already catch a 720 in your career?
No.
Okay.
Soon, I think so.
Nice. That's cool. Yeah. That's these were like the questions from the community. I'm extremely interested in like getting more training insight. How is it like to train together with like really high level athletes? Because you're in Bulgaria, especially in your iconic gym, you have like a lot of athletes who are really strong. Like,
yeah.
How is it like to train with people who are on such a high level?
First, I want to explain something to the people. This gym is legendary, not because of the bars. We don't have really good bars. They are normal, nothing special. It is because of the atmosphere inside. You know, when we are like 40 people inside, we are really motivated, supporting each other. You know, Victor, Stefan, Netko, and the other guys. It is like the bomb inside.
That's nice. And I think a lot of people would wish such a cool community and like training together with friends. Maybe do you have maybe some advice how somebody can find and like find people with the same mindset and for training? Is there anything you would recommend to create a community in your hometown?
Yes, of course. They have to talk with each other, you know, to share their dreams, their goals. And that's how you're finding people like you.
True. Great. Do you still play video games today or like not at all?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. They're not the problem. They're not the problem. The video games are not the problem. The real problem is the mindset. That's everything.
Okay. Is there anything you would recommend to building a strong mindset? Is it watching motivational videos on YouTube or reading, or what did help you the most?
Yeah, the people have to remember why they are started, why they start with this sport and what they want. When you feel like giving up, you have to think about what are you doing? Why? You have to follow your dreams and, you know, that's it.
Great. Thanks for sharing all of this. I'm extremely happy again. At the end of the interview, we always have some quick questions, quick answers.
Okay.
What is your favorite food?
Hard question. My favorite food is sushi.
Sushi. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a dog or a cat person?
Both, but I have a big cat in my house. Really big cat.
A big cat. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Little lion.
Yeah. What athletes inspire you in your workouts?
Doesn't depend in how good he is. Not about the skills. It is about how motivated he is and following his dreams. I'm watching it and that's it. He is motivating me. You know, the guy that following his dreams and supporting his friends in their goals. This guy's motivating me.
Wow. I totally know what you say, because if there is someone who is not on a high level, but he is like fighting in every rep and he's doing again, it's true. Like so motivating that you feel bad. Like if you don't give 100%, you feel bad. And this is really nice to train with people like that. That's true. What's your favorite skill? Like a favorite static skill and favorite dynamic skill?
Static skill, this planche on my hand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On full, for dynamics, maybe 720, and I want to learn it.
Nice. What do you think is the hardest skill ever done out there in calisthenics and street workout?
For dynamics or statics?
Let's say both, like one of each.
For dynamics, 900. I think for statics, it is really hard question. Maybe full Maltese on two fingers variation.
Okay. Are you more a pull or a push person?
Both. Yeah.
No time to decide. That's good.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite book? Are you a reader?
I don't have, actually. I don't have.
That's good as well. Do you have a favorite music genre?
I'm listening rap, drill, some traps. That's all.
Okay, cool. What's the best calisthenics event you've ever visited?
Again, hard question. Mm-hmm. Maybe the World Championship, for sure.
This one?
If you have to fight for something, this is there. You have to be there.
That's true. I still remember the World of Bayou's Underground League.
Insane one. Insane.
Where it was also really emotional when you were there. But I can imagine that the World Championship is another level, or it's just a different thing.
Yeah, different thing. Different thing.
Yeah. And the last question, what's your message to the calisthenics community? Maybe what's something that you want to tell the listeners?
Mm-hmm. Stay motivated, follow your dreams, and remember why you started.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Daniel, for your time. I appreciate so much. Like, honestly, we had so many questions. We had like, I think around 100, 150 questions for the interview, and I had to take the best ones. So big thank you that you took the time. It was really a pleasure. And where can people find you? Where can they get in touch with you?
They can talk with me where they want. Like Instagram, social media, they can come in Bulgaria. A lot of athletes coming in Bulgaria. You know, Gagi Atarov was here. Mm-hmm. It was really cool to train with him.
True. Yeah, I think you're inspiring a lot of athletes out there, and you're doing an awesome job. Keep doing that. You're still 20 years old, which is incredible. So you have a big future in front of you. And thanks again. Good luck for the recovery of your tennis elbow. And to the listeners, thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for taking the time to listen to Daniel. And if you want to support the episode, give it a thumbs up. And Daniel, you can end the episode by saying goodbye to the people.
Goodbye, guys. See you. Train hard.